Nearby, flowing water is a lifeline for semi-aquatic animals. The otter and the dipper rely on ice-free streams and rivers for a supply of fresh food. The otter's sleek outer coat is made from coarse, oil-covered guard hairs. These lie flat during swimming, trapping an insulating layer of air and keeping the inner fur and skin dry. The white-throated dipper uses a different natural dry suit. The tiny bird coats its feathers with waterproofing oil from a specially adapted cleaning gland. It can see underwater. A quick glance beneath the surface, and the dipper spots its target and takes the plunge. Crustaceans and caddisfly larvae are valuable sources of protein. The Eurasian otter's high metabolism calls for a heftier diet. It must eat up to 15% of its body weight every day. Fish and crayfish, slowed by the cold, make easy pickings. If things get scarce underwater, then rodents and even birds are added to the menu. For the Swedish cranes, life is not easy. The birds arrive early, but Nordic weather is unpredictable, and this year, spring is late. They are laying their eggs on schedule, but it's still far too cold. In these temperatures, the fertilized eggs have no chance of developing. Despite the crane's best efforts, the whole exercise is in